98.5 FM, The Jewel. Here is the news at 6. I'm Kim Caskew, filling in for Ted Silver. Ontario Provincial Police say other forces are looking at unsolved crimes after the former commander of CFB Trenton was charged with 2 counts of murder. But they won't reveal which forces they've been in contact with, citing the need to protect the investigation. Earlier today, Ontario Provincial Police Sergeant Christy Ray said police were searching William's Ottawa home, as well as his lakefront cottage property in Tweed. Colonel Russell Williams was stationed in various cities across Canada and internationally, including Shearwater, Nova Scotia. Police in Halifax say they haven't received any information that would tie Williams to their unsolved homicides. He was charged yesterday with murdering 2 women and sexually assaulting 2 others in eastern Ontario. Property tax rates will increase 3.77% this year. Water and sewer rates are also set to increase 10% this year. The water and sewer increase works out to an average of $56 more a year for ratepayers. Premier McGuinty says he will prorogue the current session of the legislature briefly before a new one starts with a throne speech after the Vancouver Olympics. The premier says a limited break is required by law in order to start a new session, but he says all legislation will be preserved. The throne speech, which lays out the government's priorities, will include early learning and pension reform. Provincial members will be back at work next Tuesday after the Family Day holiday on Monday. A new poll suggests more than 2/3 of Canadians generally approve of how Toyota has handled its quality control problems. But that doesn't mean they're letting the Japanese automaker off the hook, following the recall of millions of vehicles to fix sticky gas pedals. The Canadian Press Harris Decima poll found 29% of respondents said they're now less likely to buy a Toyota. The survey was conducted before a Prius recall over brake problems was announced earlier today. Indian Affairs Minister Chuck Strahl said when a province pulls funding for a university, that is a signal that Ottawa might want to do the same. The federal government announced yesterday that it won't renew about $7.3 million in funding to the First Nations University of Canada. Saskatchewan cut its funding last week. There have been allegations of financial mismanagement and political interference by the Federation of Saskatchewan Indian Nations, which oversees the school. Vancouver's Winter Games site might get some natural snow before the events begin. Cypress Mountain, the venue for snowboarding and freestyle skiing, is suffering from spring-like weather in the Vancouver region, but the forecast for Cypress calls for some flurries on Wednesday. Weather is not a concern in Whistler, where there's plenty of snow. In local sports today, Brian Elliott will make his 11th start in goal for the Ottawa Senators tonight against the Calgary Flames. Both Elliott and Pascal Leclerc worked with new goaltending coach John Stevenson at this morning's pre-game skate.